CBA Mobile.
N4DJC.
4DJC, KP4CBA, good afternoon.
Hey, David, hope you're doing well today. I was just outside and decided to give it a shout on the handheld. You doing okay today? I know you're either going to or coming from tennis.
I'm headed to, I'm going to start a strengthening program, and today's the kind of the orientation, I guess, and then I have a practice at 5, and then a couple of guys on our league have a game tonight, so we're going to stay and cheer them on.
That sounds good. I guess you're going to try to help that knee out a little bit, huh?
I went to the orthopedic last night. He has a sports clinic in the evening, and I went and had to wait a while, but it was worth it. And he said, you know, the strengthening is what he would recommend. So, you know, I told him about the program at the sports club, and he said it'd be the thing. So we're getting started with that today.
Saying the stronger you can get, the better off it is, and makes it easier to keep the joints from going bad as long as you got some, you know, some muscle strength in there. That's one thing, as you get older, that muscle just deteriorates, even if you don't use them, for sure they do. You got to keep them up and keep them strong, keeps you from getting hurt, for sure.
Seems this might be a torn meniscus, but, you know, without an MRI, it's really hard to tell. But he said it's probably no sense in going through that right now. He says you're playing tennis, and yeah, we'll start here and just see how it goes.
He's in his last year of residency. He's in orthopedic. And he's had a couple of procedures himself over the years. He had I can't remember which one of the things he had done to his knee, and he had that work done, and a couple other things too when he was playing lacrosse and football, but he's still pretty active, but he's not playing any sports anymore. But, I don't know, I tell you, I probably tore an ACL years and years ago, never got it repaired. He doesn't give me much trouble because I don't run and jog, you know, anymore to match anything, so just have to be careful. But just don't heal up as fast as you get a little older. But maybe that'll help it out, though. But, you know, like you said, there's no way to tell him about getting an MRI, I suppose.
Either do one of three things: it'll get better, or it'll get worse, or it'll stay the same.
10-4-8-Q, Mama.
Oh, what are you up to?
Hello to you, and I know I should know the other station's name because I've talked to you a couple times. I recognize your voice. I'm coming home from the doctor's. I just went in and talked to my doctor about my blood work. He was very happy with everything, so that made me happy. He said, I'll see you in 6 months, which is fine with me. I heard you talking about you got pain somewhere. It must be your knees or your shoulder. Hopefully that will get better. N4IQ.
Hey, let me make sure I got it. Well, that's good news for you. I just had my 6 month blood work done, and everything looks good. So, but anyway, I'm glad you got a good report, and I just wanted to apologize for taking off the other day, but it was raining, and and I didn't have an umbrella, and you were very generous, and I just wanted to let you know that, and appreciate it. Go ahead and pick it up, Jerry.
I got to get out in a second. I was just outside doing checking out some stuff and had a packet satellite coming across the sky, so I decided to see if it was operating. This is the downlink between the electric board. Anyway, I gotta jump out of here and get back inside. Just getting a little toasty out here in the sun. Glad I had them. Guys, carry on. Have a good afternoon, Bill, and of course, Dave, you as well. I know that's good news is at least you've got a choice no matter whether you get any guts or not. I'll say 73 to both guys and talk to you later. 10-4-D-3-C-2.
Got a lot of noise in the last part, and I had windows down, so I didn't hear everything you said. But anyway, I'm sure we'll catch you again here real soon. KB4CPA in flight queue.
KB4CPA. Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club. I've got a meeting in 10 minutes with director of their strengthening thing. They call it PrEP. It's an acrostic for something. I'm not sure what it stands for, but anyway, we're going to do some strengthening training on this knee and see if we can get it stronger and you know, working a little better. It was about to give out on me. When was it? Friday when I played, yesterday when I played. So something's got to be done, you know, to keep that from happening.
I enjoy something like, obviously, you really enjoy tennis. If you want to keep playing. And I used to be a runner for years and years and years. And used to run on all the 10Ks. I never ran marathons, but I ran a lot of 10Ks. I ran a couple 5-milers back before everything went metric. And, boy, I sure did enjoy it. And, a few times I sprained my ankle and... Well, just a couple things I did, and I got where I couldn't run. Boy, I tell you what, I really did miss it. Of course, now I just walk. But, I hope they can help you out. I've got a bad shoulder. I'm going to have to probably go see somebody about it. I damaged it last summer, and I just put it off because of COVID. I think I just need to go see somebody. You know, my brother's got... He had a shoulder replacement. This is Phil. Shoulder replacement in both hips. So I'm behind him because I've only had one hip. But I may catch up if I have a shoulder reworked. Over.
I think from everything I've heard, I think the shoulder replacement is like if you're doing a rotator cuff. I hear that. The most painful joint replacement. My wife's had both hips and her right knee done, and but I'm not planning on having any joint replacements. I told somebody yesterday if I have to hop on one leg and play tennis, I'll do that.
The pain and all that, I guess that's probably the thing to do. at least with my hip, I got where I couldn't stand the pain. It's just that I really didn't have any options, you know, and I basically had to cut all my walks into about a quarter long, and I just dragged a leg. I said, something's got to change. So, boy, I'm glad I did it, though. Man, it just, I was driving a car within 5 days and going up and down the stairs the second day. It just, I was amazed. But I know a shoulder would probably be more complicated. Well, I guess that's something I'm going to have to check into here pretty soon. I enjoyed having you come over yesterday. And it was Saturday, wasn't it? I think it was Saturday. Over.
Saturday, and, but anyway, I felt like I kind of rushed off, and I didn't want to come across as being ungrateful or anything. you know, I was standing in the pouring rain, didn't have an umbrella. But anyway, and I'd already taken up about, I guess, an hour or hour and a half of your time. I think I was there about an hour and a half, so. Anywho, I enjoyed it, though. You know, next time I come over, you can take me back down to the shack. I really enjoyed that. First time I was there, when I bought that Carolina Wyndham from you and some other stuff. But anyway, well, I'm going to run on in, Bill, and my meeting starts in 5 minutes. So, do you have a good evening? And again, I'm glad that you got a good report from the doctor, and we will talk to you later. And drive careful out there. 73's N4IQ, KB4CBA, clear if yours.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not, I didn't think anything of it. I knew it was raining. And I had things to do, too, so that was no problem. I didn't even think about it. So next time you come over, I've made some changes downstairs, so maybe I can show you. All right, take care. I'm not far from my house right now, so it's good timing. KB4CBA, this is N4IQ, clear.
In any station, this is KO4NUE, radio check, over. Any station, this is KO4NUE, radio check, over. Station, any station. This is KO4NUE, radio check, over.
KO4NUE, this is KN4PCD. I hear you.
So, Bud, good deal. I'm glad you gave me a call back. I got a couple of antennas in the mail today and some SMA to PO259 converters, and I am absolutely determined to make this handy talkie work, and I got a bigger radio, but for some reason I just like having this thing on my side. So I guess obviously I'm making a repeater. Is there any white noise in the background?
Can't really hear any. I'm on a handy as well, so you can probably hear me.
Where are you located?
Hill area, up towards North Prima College.
I'm in Campobello, probably about 4 miles from Landrum, South Carolina.
Well, that way a good bit.
Brother, thank you for the call back. This is KO4NUE in Campobello, South Carolina. I'm 73, all clear.
This is KN4PCD, all clear, 73, 2.